Hare Krishna. From Japa, book chapter 6, chanting through anything. Perhaps we hear a Maha Mantra and suddenly intuit that Krishna is present in his name, that Krishna's name is Krishna. Where did that feeling come through? Did it take birth in the mind? Is it coming from Krishna himself? Don't worry about it. Simply chant. Don't try to capture any thoughts that pass through the mind. If the thoughts are coming from Krishna, then we can be assured that Krishna will come to us in other ways as well. As he says in the Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Yeyetam mam prapadyante. He appears to us in proportion to how much we desire to meet him. If we can simply learn to chant properly, our desire to be with him will increase, and the impurities that block us from that pure desire will dissipate. So keep the mind focused. Devotees who consciously follow their thoughts realize how common it is for the mind to converse with itself while they chant. Perhaps a devotee sits down to chant and finds his mind captivated by visual impressions. He decides to close his eyes but begins to nod. Within minutes, his mind is weighing the relative value of chanting with his eyes open or his eyes closed. The discussion goes on with endless commentary, that is, until it spins off into another topic. But it doesn't matter whether we chant with our eyes open or closed. Draw the mind back to the name. We have to be determined to keep it focused on the sound of the mantra we are chanting at that moment. If we find our determination temporarily derailed, we can take a moment. We can take the moment we notice the derailment to restate our sankalpa. No matter what we may think or feel, best to stay with simple hearing. When the mind understands that we are serious in our task, it will tend to relax and cooperate. The mantra will reveal Krishna if we can hear the sound vibration, Krishna. Devotees are often afraid that Krishna will never reveal himself to them, but our acharyas have guaranteed that we will be successful through appropriate endeavor. Simply chant one mantra. Once the mind is trained, a gentle reminder will become sufficient. Chanting is not meant to be a mechanical process. If we listen to Krishna's names, we will find him present there. Let the mind embrace the holy name. Embracing the holy name means tasting the holy name, and tasting begins with listening and then hearing. If we hear the name, we will naturally experience taste for it. The name, after all, is Krishna. When the heart and mind embrace the holy name, it will no longer be difficult to chant. At present, we struggle to force the mind to listen to Krishna's name. But if we can slow the mind down enough to hear, the name will begin to manifest its sweetness. Then our consciousness will embrace the holy name, and the holy name will hold us. We cannot control the holy name's response to our chanting, but we can do our part, make a determined effort to fix our attention on Krishna's name. Srila Prabhupada writes, spiritual perfection is not limited by material qualifications, but is developed by dint of one's sincere endeavor to render transcendental service. Voluntary endeavor is the only qualification for spiritual perfection. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.38 purport. In 1975, a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada how to control the restless mind while chanting japa. Srila Prabhupada gave a surprising and grave reply. What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. You have to chant with your tongue and hear the sound. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Room Conversation, Hawaii, February 3rd, 1975. The highest benediction. The Skanda Purana, as it is quoted in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, states, the holy name of Krishna is the highest benediction. This is important to remember. Padyavali, text 18, encourages us. Let the twice-born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga. Let them enter Vedic study and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments
like a host of blue lotus flowers blossoming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. What can cause a chanter to truly understand the holy name as the highest benediction and to find satisfaction in doing nothing but chanting and meditating on Krishna? Krishna is none different from his names. Devotees who bathe their entire selves, savatma snapanam, in such nectar, purnamrita, taste the name, the nectar fully, aswadanam. This is the beauty and power of the holy name, and this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. That is, Mahaprabhu's special gift was to make the highest goal of life, prema bhakti, attainable by the simple process of chanting Krishna's names without offense. But to receive this gift, we must chant properly. And the foundation of proper chanting is attentive hearing. All the spiritual attainments that follow attentive hearing are like ornaments of this essential practice. The more we listen with attention, the more we will hear, and the more we will love, and the more love we will feel for Krishna. As our love for our beloved naturally blossoms when we hear his or her name, how much more intense will our love be when the one we are calling is none different from his name? To illustrate the depth of meditation a true lover of God sustains, the Gaudiyas tell a story. There was once an elderly Brahmana who had been walking in a forest. He realized that it was the Sandhya and time to chant his mantras. He sat at the edge of the forest path and began his recitation, thinking himself quite alone. Suddenly, a young woman came running along and knocked into him. She didn't stop to see if she had heard him, but continued running into the forest. The Brahmana was upset. He had been engaged in the sacred duty of reciting his mantras as peacefully and attentively as possible, but he had been forced to suffer this insult. Still, it was the Sanya, so he continued to recite his mantras despite his disturbed mind. 2 hours later, the same woman returned, this time walking quite peacefully. As she approached the Brahmana, she immediately offered her obeisances, asking him if there was any service she might offer him. The Brahmana was confused by her contradictory behavior. Remembering her previous neglect, he asked, "I don't understand. You're offering me respects now, but earlier you ran over me while I was chanting my mantras, kicking me in the process. You didn't even stop to help me, nor did you inquire if you had caused me any harm." The young woman was mortified. She then humbly and with embarrassment told him the truth. "I'm sorry, but when I was running in the other direction, I was hurrying to meet my lover. I didn't notice you, but saw only my lover in my mind. Now I am returning from my rendezvous and have regained my awareness of everything around me." Note the respective absorption of the young woman and the Brahmana. When one is in love, absorption in the object of love is so deep that practically speaking, nothing else exists. In Sanskrit, such absorption or attachment is called rag. As the Hari Bhakti Vilas states, the holy name of Krishna is the highest benediction. It can award everything we desire in spiritual life. If we seek deep absorption in Krishna, we must become attached to chanting his names. Such attachment develops from attentive hearing, hearing the name of the one we wish to love. As our attachment increases, then everything the Shastra has promised will come true. We want pure devotion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift to us. But we cannot jump to such high consciousness without going through the process to attain it. We must begin with the foundational practices. Quote, "The holy name is the eternal fruit of transcendental knowledge of the tree of the entire scriptures. O best of the Bhagavas, O Bhrigamuni, if anyone chants Lord Krishna's name just once without offense, whether he chants with faith or indifference, the holy name immediately liberates him." Hari Bhakti Vilas 11. 234. The simplicity of the task. Touch your consciousness to the sound of the name. Simply touch the transcendental sound vibration with your mind and heart. Krishna's name is spiritual and not of this world. Golokeda Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtan. Take yourself and Krishna in the form of this holy name and bring them together. All that's needed to accomplish this task is a tongue and an ear. that task is easy done. That the task is easy does not imply that we won't have to work to control the unruly mind. Despite the struggle, however, bringing ourselves to Sri Krishna's feet is the simplest and most natural thing we can do. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's the end of chapter 6 of Japa. Hare Krishna.